I'm not sure if I mentioned it before, but when my friend Clay Mason Bannerman and I want to impress our new lady friends, Tiffer and Mickey, we don't even have to take them to a restaurant. That's because we have an entire freezer stocked full of ButcherBox, and that includes high-quality meat and seafood that we can trust. It's so convenient. It's delivered right to our doorstep, and there's always free shipping. I mean, where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Tiffer and Mickey love it, and so will you. At least one of them is always around asking when the new ButcherBox is arriving. Sign up at butcherbox.com/mega and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/mega and use code MEGA to choose your free for a year offer plus $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mega is an improvised satire from the staff of a fictional megachurch.
I'm Hallie LeBont, and this is Mega, coming to you from Twin Hills Community Church, where every single week we give our mega church a tiny family feel. We introduce you to members of our church staff, sometimes people even from our community, and I think it's a treat, and I think it's a treasure. Well, per huge, I'm joined by my co-host. He's the youth pastor for our high school ministry. It's called Climax. Please welcome Gray Haas.
Happy Super Daddy Day. Oh.
Happy Father's Day to you, Gray.
Oh, that's right. Father's Day. You know, we call it Super Daddy Day in Australia.
Oh, is that right?
So, yeah, I didn't have a good relationship with my dad, but I have a good right one with my Heavenly Father. So that's
well,
awesome.
That's what it's all about, right?
That is right.
That's why God is here. He's the best dad to Jesus, and he's the best dad to you and me.
Totally. Well, it was really exciting around here this weekend with the daddies.
Father's Day is one of my favorite weekends at Twin Hills.
Totally.
We have Dad Fest.
Oh, I mean. That was amazing.
Dad Fest kind of takes over the outside campus, right? We got all these loud engines of different cars in the parking lot from all these different eras. You got diesel engines. You got all these different guys like to listen to engines. Is that what I'm to believe?
Yeah. We could sleep to engine noise.
Awesome. And then we have grills everywhere and everybody's grilling out. You got to bring all the stuff you want to grill and all the fixings and the condiments and whatever. And then we put Lazy Boys all over the campus.
Well, I did not sit in any of the Lazy Boys, but I did eat, you know, I was double fisting those beef sausages. So
well,
that
I think you got the full Dad Fest experience.
It was awesome.
I love it. And, you know, to be honest, Gray, between you and me, I'm still riding that Jesus high from, you know, lead pastor Steve delivered a message this weekend that I think was meant for dads. And I'm going to be honest with you. I got so much out of it.
I was in Climax. What did he talk about?
Oh, okay. So lead pastor Steve delivered such a powerful, masculine message in our weekend services dedicated to dads.
Awesome.
So he did this incredible message called Great Head.
What?
Great Head. Because, like, he's drilling down in the biblical evidence that men are the head of the household. And how can you be a great, you know, head?
Got it. I went somewhere else.
Well, what happened was Steve was really just, he was drilling down. Well, no, you know what he was doing? He was going after all the men in the audience who have really, you know, turned over the head of the house status to their wives just because the ladies, you know, they're more capable and better at it.
So what was the whole thing with the umbrella giveaway?
Did you get one?
No.
Oh, they're quality umbrellas. I got extras. I'll save one and give one to you. So Steve did this metaphor where he used this awesome umbrella imagery for us all to picture how great head of the household works. So he brought these three umbrellas. There's a big, huge one on the top and then a smaller one underneath that and then a tinier one underneath that. And he said, Jesus Christ is the top umbrella.
Oh, really? Right? I thought he'd be sort of a bottom.
He instructs us. He guides us. He empowers the husband. So underneath the big, beautiful Jesus umbrella is the husband umbrella because the husband protects and provides for the family and fulfills the will of God. And then the tiny umbrella at the bottom is the wife umbrella. And, you know, the instruction for her is to keep the children and the household in order.
Right.
So when they're all in that right order, Jesus stays in charge. And that's great head. That's the top when Jesus is the head. And then the man is next. And then the woman is at the bottom.
So if you put them in the wrong order, Satan becomes the head. And that's not great head.
Yeah, exactly. So that's bad head. So the bad head order is that Satan's at the top of the umbrella. He's perverting and undermining the family. And then the wife is just under that, under Satan, where she allows Satan to access to the kids and she undermines her husband. And that's what happens if you put a mom in charge. And then the husband is at the bottom. And then that means that the household is in disorder and the will of God is just unfulfilled.
You know, I love that illustration. I'm just trying to imagine a scenario where you'd have three umbrellas, like one stacked over the other.
Good point. Good point. But you can see, you know, that it's just like keeping us out of the rain.
Totally.
Okay. Yeah. And it was funny because someone great, I don't think you were there, but in our leadership team meeting before the weekend services, someone brought up a concern when we were brainstorming about what to title the Father's Day services, when we were talking about like the head of the household. This is what we have to empower masculine, strong men to be. They have to stop conceding their power and they have to be in charge, right?
Right.
And so we landed on calling it great head, the head of the household. And somebody in our leadership meeting said, what if people confuse that title with a certain sex act?
What? I have no idea what that would be.
And you know what happened in the room?
What?
Steve just winked and he said, hey, head of the household, am I right?
Oh, Steve is awesome. That's a bit much. Do you remember that Matchbox 20 lyric, it's 3 a.m. and I must be lonely? If you don't, you were not alive in 1997. Well, my version of that is, it's 3 p.m. and I must be tired. I swear, this hits me like clockwork in the afternoons. I feel foggy, I want coffee, but then I don't want that to affect my sleep. So I've been drinking Magic Mind to get me out of that late day slump, and it perks me right up and gets me back into my flow state. I reached out to Magic Mind because it's a product I actually use. It comes in a little green shot. It makes you feel sharp, helps my memory and my stress level. And there's nootropics that are supposed to help with creativity so that, you know, when I play gray, I can access that deep well of silly ideas for this podcast. Now that I drink Magic Mind, just imagine who Gray is going to date next. The possibilities really are endless. I have a 20% off code to share with everybody. It's Mega. If you use it, you can go to magicmind.co/mega and enter it Mega at the checkout. And the best part is they have a money back guarantee. If you get the subscription, it's 40% off. So 40% off using that code Mega only lasts 10 days. So hurry up. That's magicmind.co/mega. And the link is in the show notes.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey, listener, it's Zach Harper, Amin El-Hassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
We're trying to ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain.
Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why'd you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinephobe.
Wherever you get podcasts.
Just like Jesus was an expert at walking on water, our guest today is our water expert that's about to walk into your lives. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Mr. Logan Jarrett. Welcome, friend.
Hi, how is everybody today?
So good.
Logan, really nice to see you. You're someone that I guess a lot of people don't even know this, but you are in charge of anything that is wet around the church, and I'm specifically talking about water. But if it comes out of a faucet, goes in a pool, flows through the treatment facility here, you that's are right. The man that's in charge of it. Isn't that right?
That's right. I always say if it gets wet, it's a safe bet that Logan Jarrett has to handle it.
Yeah, memorable.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm the facilities manager for the water treatment plant here at Twin Hills. And I deal with everything. The lazy river, the retention pond. All of the various toilets, which you guys know, we have 173 toilets here.
Awesome. That is awesome.
I don't know why anybody would know that, but
wow.
I do. No, I do.
Oh, I have to count them. I go and I patrol all the toilets once a week, and I have a checklist to make sure that they're up to our standards here.
Oh, I've always wondered about that. So when you're driving around in the little golf cart that says toilet patrol,
that's
what you're doing. Okay.
That's just toilets alone is that trip you see me on every day.
What specifically happens with toilets that you need to patrol them?
Well, as you know, a lot of things go into a toilet. Some things you would wish would not go in.
Isn't that right?
And, we have a lot of problem with wet wipes here.
Oh.
Where those wipes are not meant to be flushed, but we have some parishioners who commit the minor sin of flushing the wet wipes, and God will punish them for it. But first, I get punished by having to take apart the entire chassis of one of our Glacier Bay toilets. I got to reinstall the whole GD apparatus, and that can be really time consuming.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So, I mean, I have to ask, how does somebody get so interested and motivated?
I'm not interested in it. I've never enjoyed it.
Oh, really?
No, I've never been interested in it or even, I've never enjoyed my job.
Not even the water pot?
No, I don't like water. I think it doesn't have a taste, and I don't enjoy being wet. So it's been, I kind of think of my job as part of my tribulation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're in service to the Lord. You're earning rubies in your someday future heavenly crown. And I do have to say, this dislike of water and wetness has led to your signature look. I mean, I think, what are these, waders? Are these the things that these fly fishermen wear? But I mean, you wear them every day, huh?
That's right. Well, my entire outfit you can see here is composed of several different types of latex and water resistant materials. This is to ensure that none of my actual underclothes ever become soiled with a droplet of water.
Awesome.
And I don't like to be wet. So I even have this face shield I can put down.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Oh, ooh, okay.
Yeah. And then it keeps the spray from touching me.
And I noticed on the back of the golf cart, too, you've got a bumper sticker that said Arizona or dust, which I guess is a play on Arizona or bust. Is that just because they don't have a lot of water there?
Now, I'm not from Arizona or anything, but I go vacation there every year. I spend some time out in the desert where there's very little moisture of any type. I just lay and bake in the sun.
Ooh.
Oh, that sounds
praise
awesome.
God.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that called a praycation?
I had never called it that, but I tell you, I think I might call it that now.
Now, I did want to say, Logan, that I knew you were heartbroken at what happened with the outdoor baptismal first time out this, you know, since the weather's been getting warmer. How could you have known that the pond was full of leeches?
Yeah.
But I feel like, you know, nobody died, you know, we were able to burn most of them off. And honestly, seeing people come up out of the baptismal waters with some, you know, blood running off of them feels a little bit symbolic, you know, like we're washing away the scarlet nature of our sins.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that that's, you know, how you chose to interpret what happened. You know, really, I mean, to be honest, as water facilities manager, baptisms are a pain in my rump.
I'm sure.
You know, you're getting a lot of people. You don't know where the people have been. Mm-hmm. They carry a lot of bacteria with them. They carry a lot of various unguents, chemical compounds on their faces. Sometimes they haven't, and pardon me for getting this graphic, sometimes they haven't wiped properly.
Sure.
And you're putting them in water that is pristine up until the point of entering the person into the water, and you are contaminating the water. And then I have to filter it. I have to get those chemicals out of there. So the leeches actually were an attempt, to be honest, an attempt by me to discourage the baptisms.
Oh, you stocked the pond with leeches, huh? I thought they were a surprise to you.
Well, I mean, water, as we all know, contains all sorts of deadly creatures. Sure. That's another reason that I hate it. It contains all sorts of mollusks and, you know, prokaryote single cell organisms. So I thought, you know, what better way to teach an important lesson about water than by stocking the pond with leeches? And unfortunately, or fortunately, one or the other, it was interpreted as a bloody sign from God. So there you go.
And I hate to point this out, but I guess I wouldn't want to discourage people from getting baptized, because I mean that is something that you've just got to do. And you know, when we dip them in and we say in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, I just think, you know, leeches or not, we got to make sure that you know, at least they're getting the message. Like, this is, you know, here's a one way ticket to heaven, if you know what I mean.
Oh yeah.
You know, that's another issue that I have. I hate to quibble. I hate to argue. I'm only the water facilities manager. I'm not Steve. But the issue for me is partly with the baptism is that in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, I feel like that takes the emphasis off of Jesus.
Oh, okay. You don't like to share the spotlight.
Yeah, I would really prefer if baptisms were just only Jesus.
Oh,
I see.
He's my favorite one of those three. And I don't really, I'll tell you what, I don't like the Holy Spirit.
Is that right?
Why is that?
I've never been a fan.
Really?
Well, what is it? There are no stories about him. It's invisible. It's spooky. I don't like the Holy Spirit. God, I'm okay with, depending on the story, depending on, you know, what actions he takes in the story. Jesus is awesome. And I wish baptisms were just only Jesus. In the name of Jesus, stop. In the name of Jesus, end of sentence.
Okay.
That would be ideal for me.
Well, you know, some way I think about the Holy Spirit is really what Jesus, when he left, when he went to heaven to be with the Father, he left the Holy Spirit behind to comfort us. And I think, you know,
exactly. He wouldn't even take the Holy Spirit into heaven with him. Heaven is like, let's say, a retention pond, right? And the Holy Spirit is like someone who's covered in, just to give an example, COVID-19 viral germs. And you don't want it in heaven to contaminate the pond, you know?
That makes sense. And you're going to get no argument from me that indeed Jesus is awesome. And though I've never heard anyone, you know, outrightly say that they've got a favorite in the Trinity, in the same way you don't hear parents say they have a favorite kid, but they always do. And
that's
we
right.
Know
I'm just being honest.
Be true. You're just being honest. You have a favorite. And it makes sense of your t-shirt too, Jesus Only. I like that t-shirt. You know, it really all.
I got a tattoo too.
Oh, oh. You do? Wow.
Look at that. A tattoo.
It's a Jesus Only.
Oh, right. Jesus Only. Are you married?
I am not married. Haven't found the right woman yet. I have definitely looked around for a woman who could share my love of Christ only, not the Holy Ghost, maybe a little bit of God. And I haven't quite found, you know, a Christian woman who shared my sentiment. A lot of them will say that's a weird hangup to have, or I think you're misinterpreting the Bible, or this isn't a date, they'll say.
Well, I want to, sorry to circle back, but are you scared of the Holy Ghost? Is this,
Is it the supernatural side? Is it the word ghost?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. That's yes. Ghosts are unclean spirits. You know, isn't it Jesus that exorcised ghosts from a man in the Bible?
Yeah.
Didn't that happen?
Evil spirits. Yeah. And he sent them right into those pigs and they went right off the cliff.
Exactly. Thank you. The pig story. That's a great story. See what I mean? Jesus has good tales.
Mm-hmm. And guess what happened to those pigs? They drowned in water.
That's right. Thank you. Wow. Yeah. And I tell you something. If a pig ever got into any of the water here, I would resign.
Okay.
Because they are ugly, sinful creatures. And they carry a lot of bacteria.
Well, luckily, when we have the summer festival and we get the farm animals for the petting zoo for all the kids, you know, from the children's ministry to come out and pet the animals, I've never seen pigs, thank goodness. And I do want to commend you, Logan, because you keep this campus so sparkling clean. And it's as important as us having beautiful, relevant weekend services. The way someone sees a toilet when they walk into a stall out of one of our 170 stalls of toilets on campus, if they see excellence in how our toilets are kept, they will know that our God is also excellent.
No, I agree. I mean, if I may, I thank you so much for saying that, because that's really the point of what I do. You know, not to get graphic, but if you looked into a toilet and it was just filled with big old brown, clumpy mountains of turd, just covered in corn and little bits of hair and like disgusting vomit running through the turds to where there's like a river of puke inside of the poop.
Yeah, what? Maybe there's a coin in there.
You wouldn't want to go to church here.
Uh-huh.
What's that?
Maybe there's a coin in there. You know, some people will defecate a coin.
Why would
a Lego?
A coin? Why would there be a coin? I just don't understand, Allie.
If there was a coin, because money is also some of the most unclean objects that you can touch.
Uh-huh. Right, but
imagine if you looked into it and you saw just a mountain of fecal matter with a single gold doubloon shining amidst the detritus, you would not want to go to church here. Mm-hmm. And you would also probably think that's an evil coin, like a cursed coin.
I guess it's not beyond the realm of possibility. I did have an uncle in Australia who passed away. And then when they did the autopsy, he actually had rolls of coins, that were lodged in his intestines.
Oh my!
But that was because actually he had a skill where he could swallow coins and then regurgitate them in a roll like his take to the bank. But I guess a few of them had slipped down and had made it. But I just I'm not sure how we got on the subject. Yeah.
You hate to see someone die from eating coins, but it happens all the time.
It happens every day. It sure does.
Did you grow up with this aversion to water as well?
No, actually, as a child, I was like most kids. I loved to go play and splash in the water. I loved to go to the pool. But then when I was really very young, 19 or 20, I almost drowned.
Oh no.
And from that point forward, I made a vow of vengeance against water to control it, to control its flow, and to make it my bee, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
B is bitch.
Oh, I mean a drowning. And how did you almost drown?
Well, it was during my baptism.
Oh no. Okay.
You know, the preacher did that thing where he leaned me way back.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
And I lost my center of gravity, and I guess my panic reflex just kicked in.
Right.
And I started bucking like a deer. You know, if you capture a deer, they're wild things. They're not meant to be held. And I just started bucking and kicking. And unfortunately, part of my instinct was not to raise my face above the level of the water.
Oh, you swam down.
So I inhaled a lot of pond water, and I had to be taken to the emergency room.
Well, I've heard that when people can get disorientated in water, they'll swim the wrong direction. And so, you know, you probably just had that. But at least if you were going to die, it was then, you know, you're going at the right time. I've always said, if you're going to die, do it at a baptism.
Well, but I'm not sure. Is the baptism, am I washed clean of my sins when I come back up?
Oh, good point.
Because that was a problem, is I never came back up. I just sort of sank to the bottom.
Oh, I see.
So at what point in the process are your sins washed away?
I think it's emerging. It's got to be when you come out. Emerging from the depths, right?
Yeah. So if I died, I would have gone to hell.
Now, oh no!
Now, were you responsive when you came out of the water? Because I think that's also important.
I was not responsive.
Oh, no.
Like I said, I couldn't get my head up. I inhaled a bunch of water, sort of sank to the bottom. By the time they were able to get me out of there, you know, I was, you know, I had to be resuscitated by EMTs.
Yeah. And how long were you out, blacked out?
I was out for 4 days.
Oh, wow. Oh,
no.
Because they said that I had an extra thing that where the drowning kicked off a neurological disorder.
Oh, no. Okay.
So the doctors say my brain likes to be in comas, is how they described it. So any opportunity to be in a coma, my brain will go, oh, I'll do that.
I see.
I've been in a coma 6 times.
Oh my!
Wow,
goodness.
Your body just must need a nap.
Yeah,
Logan, if I might ask, since you've had 6 of them, what's a coma like?
Well, I can tell you that your brain is untethered from your physical body.
Wow.
Sometimes it feels like you are traveling down a long tunnel.
Okay.
Toward a point of light. And on my first journey down this tunnel, I encountered the Holy Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Ghost,
whom
we mentioned previously.
Oh, no.
And he appeared to me in a visual form.
Oh, wow.
Draped in chains with long, ragged, flowing robes.
What?
And a ghastly white mask of a face.
What?
With chattering yellow teeth and dark circles for eyes.
Okay, whoa. So sort of a Christmas Carol style, I guess, is what you're saying.
Yes. In fact, yes, exactly like Jacob Marley from A Christmas Carol. And the weirdest thing was, he talked to me like Jacob Marley from A Christmas Carol too. He said, change your ways. He was British. He said, let me see if I can do my British accent. He said, change your ways and don't be a Scrooge anymore, or the future will be dark for you.
Oh, he actually said Scrooge?
He called me Scrooge.
Okay.
He literally called me Scrooge. This literally happened. This literally happened inside my mind.
Wow.
And I was scared witless. I was scared. I was so scared. And ever since then, I've hated the Holy Ghost.
Logan, I feel like this is a real insight, a real window into the Holy Spirit, the third member of the Trinity, because maybe just like aliens appear to Jodie Foster in the form of her father, maybe the Holy Spirit knew to appear to you in the form of Jacob Marley. Are you a big Dickens fan?
What is Dickens?
That's the guy who wrote it. You know,
wrote what?
A Christmas Carol.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, well, you think of the Mickey Mouse one, maybe?
Yeah, that's the one I'm most familiar with. Is the Mickey Mouse Christmas Carol, where Mickey is Bob Cratchit,
okay,
and Uncle Scrooge from DuckTales is Ebenezer Scrooge.
Okay.
Oh, it's solid. What a wholesome piece.
You know, I think we should show that one at the church sometime. I think that there's a real Christian message in it.
Yeah, on one of the youth nights.
Yeah, we do have movie nights.
That'd be great.
So, I mean, yes, I think we could definitely do that. And I mean, you know, something I would tell you, Logan, is that, you know, instead of being afraid of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, and really being a fan of Jesus, I think you could maybe just tune in when Steve is talking on the weekends about why the Holy Spirit is so important. I think there's a lot of things that you could learn there, a lot of guidance, and a lot of what we'd say comfort in the Holy Spirit, just knowing that it's around.
Yeah, I'll have to see Steve talk sometime.
Oh, do you not come? Do you not
That's
come?
That's a good idea.
Every weekend.
Oh, I've never attended a service. I work here as the water facilities manager.
Oh, really? Oh.
So I've never actually, I go to a different church.
What church do you go to?
Lyman Hills Pentecostal.
Oh, Pentecostal.
We're a Jesus-only congregation.
Well, you know, Jared, it is required of all full-time staff to attend services, volunteer regularly, be in a small group sanctioned by the church, and sign a faith covenant about your sexual and moral purity. He's just making the all teeth showing emoji face.
Well, you know, I don't think that's... I mean, Pentecostals, I guess, do have a few things right, but I would encourage you, you know, what I just think, you know, maybe you should consider thinking about coming here on the weekends when you're not unclogging a toilet, because I think that, you know, there are some things to learn.
I don't understand. So I have to go to the church in order to work here?
Yeah, we want nothing short of your whole life, Logan, your social life, your spiritual life, your physical time, and, you know, 10% of all your earnings. Well, speaking of toilets, Logan, I do want to say that though it seems like the Holy Spirit might be messing with you a tiny bit in the unconscious world of your multiple comas, you know... It could also be this toilet thing. You have spent so much time around toilets, and it's something that's always bothered me too, Logan, is that the Holy Spirit can see us when we're on the toilet needing some private time. And a lot of times I think about that. I think, you know, hey, Holy Spirit, could you avert your eyes for one sec? You know, I had a little too much hot sauce on my enchilada last night type of thing. Do you think maybe that's it? You'd just like your privacy?
Well, that's a really good point. I'm uncomfortable with the Holy Spirit's omniscient sort of gaze. I don't like anyone to see me naked except for Jesus.
I mean, yeah, do you think, I guess I've never thought about it. Did Jesus need a toilet?
Jesus never defecated, and Jesus didn't touch water or interact with water in any way.
Oh, really?
You know that the one time Jesus significantly deals with water, he turns it into something other than water.
Oh, right. Wow. Good point.
He turns it into wine mm-hmm. so that it's not water anymore. And even when you throw Jesus into water, when you throw him in, he just walks on it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He refuses to use it as water.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I wonder how he did in utero before Mary's water burst. You know, Jesus was probably uncomfortable in there in that amniotic sac or whatever it's called.
Well, it was I'm no theologian, but it was a divine birth. So for all we know, maybe it was dry as a bone in there.
Could have been. I mean,
maybe he was sitting on a pile of sand.
The Bible does not say that he either broke her water or her hymen, you know, which would be fully intact.
Mary is a lot like Arizona in that way, I guess.
That's true.
Yeah. Mary is the Arizona of wombs.
Logan Jarrett was played by Jared Logan. He's such a great stand-up and an outstanding dungeon master. He was our DM on A Glass Cannon Show coming soon, so check it out. Follow him at Jared Logan. I'm Holly Laurent playing Hallie Labonte, and Gray Haas was played by Greg Hess. Follow us and Mega the Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. And if you really want to get out of hell free card, support us on Patreon. The link is in the show notes.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.